Shalom Aleichem on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 Fit Talmud. Chulin Kuf Dalet, Chulin 104a, pagination 207. We'll start on the second line, Gemara, where the Gemara begins. Ha'of Oso Mideoraisa. A quick read of the Mishnah on the facing page would indicate that birds are in the same category as all other meat. No distinction was drawn except for dugim and chagovim, fish and grasshoppers, not being part of the category. But birds, the working assumption as the Gemara begins, is that they are the same. They're also included in lo sevashal gidi b'chalev imo, cooking meat with milk. Backing off for a second, we know the way we paskin is that birds are only rabbinic, and it's a different set of rules. It's not going to be prohibited in benefit, although cooking is a discussion, may be restricted. Kiman de lo k'Rabbi Akiva. The Gemara launches into its discussion regarding the opinion of Rabbi Akiva. De'i Rabbi Akiva ha'amar chaya va'of eno min ha'Torah. Rabbi Akiva holds that bird is not biblically prohibited. Ema Seifa, later in the Mishnah it says, Hanoder min habasar muta bebasar dogim v'chagovim. A person who makes a vow not to eat meat is permitted in fish. Ha'of asur, but it sounds like a bird, is included in the prohibition. Asan the Rabbi Akiva, that matches the opinion of Rabbi Akiva de Omar, who holds that even though in the laws of Basar Bechalov, Rabbi Akiva says bird is not the same as animal meat, but when it comes to a vow, person says, I'm not going to eat meat, komili de mimlecha leshliach bar minehu. Anything that the messenger would ask about is considered its type. Meaning, if you have a messenger sent to do something and he's going to purchase something for you and that thing is not available, does he come back and say, they don't have apples, but they have. They don't have Gala apples, but they have Fuji apples. Does he bother to come back and ask this question? Or it's totally unrelated, and he wouldn't bother telling you, but they have cashews. It's nothing to do with each other. Unless you're running a brachas party and you're looking for a ha'etz. In what context would it be similar enough that the shliach would ask? Tanya, as we learned, Hanoda min hayarek mutar b'diluim, a person made a vow not to eat vegetables, is permitted in gourds, but Rabbi Kiva also, and Rabbi Kiva says that's forbidden. Amru lo Rabbi Kiva, they said to Rabbi Akiva, v'alo omer adam l'shlucha, a person sends his messenger out, kach lanu yarek, buy vegetables, v'omer lo matzasi yela diluim. A person would come back and say, I didn't find your classic green vegetables, I found gourds. Amalohen, Rabbi Akiva responded, you think that's an indication that it's not a vegetable? I'll tell you that is an indication that it is a vegetable. Kenadava, you're right. Kalum omer lo matzasi lekitnis. Does he say I found beans? That's unrelated. It's not what you sent them for. It's related enough that the messenger would ask. Elashadilom bechlal yarek. Ve'in kitnis bechlal yarek. The fundamental point here is that these gourds were similar enough to the vegetable that he asked, as opposed to the beans that are not included at all. What we have over here, though, is that in the opinion of Rabbi Akiva, when it comes to basar, bechalav, kashrus, Rabbi Akiva says a bird is not included in meat. And that would seem to contradict the presentation of our Mishnah that only made a distinction for fish. In the end of the Mishnah, however, the top line of our page, when it's dealing with nedarim, vows, Once again, the statement here is including birds, hanoda min abasar, and no exception is made except for fish. In this case, Rabbi Akiva holds, since you're dealing with bnei adam, you're dealing with the way people talk, so Rabbi Akiva holds that a bird is included in meat. Person says, go get meat. There's no meat as an animal meat. He'll come back and say, but I found fowl. I found birds meat, chicken. And that would be a discussion. Rabbi Akiva says that's included in a neder. That's included in a vow, just like the diluim, the gourds, was included in vegetables. So you have Rabbi Akiva paskening differently regarding chicken. In the case of milk and meat, he holds it's not biblical. In the case of vows, he holds it's totally included. And you have our Mishnah, in contrast, simply grouping chicken together with meat, both in the case of kashrus, basar v'chalav, and in the case of nedarim. So we're wondering, how did Rebbe, the author, the editor of the Mishnah, codify? Is he following the opinions of Rabbi Akiva, or is he not? Reisha Rabbanan v'sefer Rabbi Akiva. The first case is against Rabbi Akiva, the way Rabbi Akiva paskins by basar v'chalav. And the second case, by vows, is following Rabbi Akiva's ruling. Amar Rav Yosef, Rav Yosef said, Rebbe he, it's actually following the opinion of Rebbe, of Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, v'nasiv la'aliba d'tanoi. And indeed, he's not following Rabbi Akiva's opinion in all areas. B'nedarim sava like Rabbi Akiva, by vows he holds like Rabbi Akiva, and chicken is included in meat. V'basa b'cholav sava like Rabbanon, and by mixtures of milk and meat, he holds like the Rabbanon, who hold that in that case, chicken is included in meat. Indeed, Rabbi Akiva does not hold the same way in both cases, by kashrus and by nedarim, but Rebbe follows Rabbi Akiva in one thing, the Rabbanan in one thing, and Rebbe was able to codify birds as being the same as animal meat in both cases. The Gemara concludes with another approach, Rav Ashi Amar Kula Rabbi Akiva Ihi. You could learn the Mishnah entirely like Rabbi Akiva. Nedarim made a lot of sense. That's Rabbi Akiva's opinion, that if you would go back and ask, do you want chicken? You said meat, but do you mean chicken too? So then that's included, and that's Nedarim. But what about Basar B'chalav, where Rabbi Akiva holds that birds are not biblical? So Rav Ashi learns, Hachikamra, this is how to learn the Mishnah. Kol ha-basar asa levasha b'chalav, all flesh is prohibited to cook with milk. Meyhen medivrei Torah, sometimes it's biblical, or meyhen medivrei Soferman, sometimes it's rabbinic. Chutz mi-basar dagan v'chagavim, except for the fish and grasshopper cases, she'enam lo medivrei Torah v'lo medivrei Soferim, both biblically and even rabbinically, it is permitted. We have an important Taisvis here, Umina Temra, the third Taisvis on the page, where the question arises regarding the tremendous extent of distancing that we have between milk and meat in our observance. Isn't it at some point a gezeira ligezeira, a legislation to a legislation? Because even if the two residual material would get mixed, but it wasn't cooked together, it wasn't biblical, so you start having what looks like one rabbinic on another. And Tosfos simply states at the end of Tosfos, V'yesh mikomos nami digazrinon gezeira ligezeira v'lo chayshinon. There are times where it will appear as if it's a legislation on a legislation, and it doesn't bother us. That's the way Chazal instituted the requirement, and that's the separation. And ein ledamos gezeros chachamim zu lezu, you cannot always compare the rabbinic legislations one to another, ela b'mekomo shehashas medame, unless the Talmud itself tells you that these two topics are following the same basic pattern, and then you can make the comparison. But there are times when we will get the impression that we're really running away from having a mixture of milk and meat, even though it does not seem to be a fear of biblical prohibition that we're avoiding. It's already a rabbinic prohibition that we're avoiding, but sometimes that gezerah as well is applicable, as we find by Basa B'Cholav, that the distancing is a bit further than we would regularly have expected. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.